Tim Thielman is the principal of the urban planning firm Place Advantage, and he has a plan that he says will develop the Outer Harbor, providing attractions and amenities without overdeveloping. It's in contrast to a plan rejected 2 years ago, one that would have put hundreds of homes, public facilities, and even a museum district on the Outer Harbor. To Thielman, keeping a view of the water is critical.
You know, any Western New Yorker who drives down Route 5 in Hamburg is familiar with how, the waterfront is actually blocked off by restaurants and that thing. It's great if you're going for a meal there, but for the millions of people who drive by there every year who don't go there for that, their views of the water are lost.
The plan has gained the support of elected officials, including Assemblyman Sean Ryan and Congressman Brian Higgins. Sam Hoyt, regional president of the Empire State Development Corporation, says it's consistent with how public officials are already proceeding.
I mean, the plan is to do things that are fun, that are family-friendly, and that are easily accomplished without a big price tag, which I think is what Tim is recommending. And again, it's exactly what we have planned.
Thielman says more than a century ago, Frederick Law Olmsted designed a waterfront park, but the space later became home to Bethlehem Steel. He says Buffalo now has a second chance with that part of the waterfront. His plan will be presented to the public next Wednesday at Hutch Tech High School, beginning at 6:30 p.m. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.